Okay, we'll go to our next agenda item, which is 17. That's the Olin groundwater cleanup. Mr. Briggs?
Thank you. This is our regular report that we have on the Olin spill site, Morgan Hill and South, Santa Clara County. So we provided a written report for you, and the new information is shown in italics so you can identify what's new. And it's a written report. We have Hector Hernandez is our primary staff person who's here to answer any questions that you may have. And we also have a card.
Any board comments or questions on this? I don't see any. Let's take our speaker. Mike Olson. You know, I do appreciate staff getting these colorized plume maps. Really help. Taya, is this your work? What's that?
Hector.
Hector. Yeah. Visualizing all this helps a lot. Thank you. Okay, go ahead, sir.
Okay, this is, I'm Mike Olson. I'm a homeowner in Morgan Hill. This is the first time I actually figured out this was the place to find out about the whole cleanup that's supposed to be going on with the Olin Corporation in Morgan Hill. My family and I moved there in 1996. At that point, my youngest daughter was 1 year old. When she was in second grade, she's never been really tall. She's always been 25% on the growth charts. She basically fell off the growth charts, and we got an appointment to bring her to a growth specialist. And it was at that time that I found out about the perchlorate in the water. When we found out about that, we're on city water. We're not on a well. Okay, well, we're not on a private well. We're on the city water. When we found out about that, we moved to, basically, we now purchase every bit of water that we drink or cook with. Okay? We brought her to the health specialist, or height specialist. She did nothing at that point. For the first thing, she just wanted to see what was going on, and she verified that, yes, she was well below 5% on the growth chart. The next time we brought her on, she was actually starting to climb back up the growth chart. Okay, and she is now back up at 25% again. Okay, but this was back in, if I'm not mistaken, 2003. And this process is going on slowly. We purchase every drop of water that we drink or cook with for the obvious reason. My daughter is not going to be a guinea pig for this. There are a lot of other people in town who probably, wouldn't notice that their child is basically falling off growth chart. And I just wonder why the hell it's taking so long to do this. They were out in 95, a year before he came. This is like 2003 that I heard about it. Apparently it was going on before then. It's now 2008, and the damn thing has still got massive amounts of perchlorate, and I don't see anything going on there. So I would like to see your report. Newspaper article that I saw says that the engineer thinks that they're doing a great job cleaning up and moving rapidly. Not in my opinion. Now, it's not going to hurt my family anymore, but it bothers me. That's it, and I would be glad to give you a written version of this, or, you know, something a little better prepared, as long as I know. This is the first I knew this was the place to go and talk about this.
Well, Mr. Olson, have you been in contact prior to today with our staff at all?
No, I've talked with people at the in city, and every time one of the council people come up, I said, "What's going on with Olin? Why is nothing going forward?" And as far as I knew, you know, they were the people who were supposed to be pushing it through. Okay, and apparently they're having problems. They're not happy with the pace of it. I'm really unhappy with the pace of it.
Had you heard at all about the
perchlorate community advisory group?
I found that when I was trying to look up your, this meeting site on the web.
Because that's been a committee that's been in effect for a number of years.
Okay.
Where there's been community representation and involvement.
Sylvia Hamilton heads up that community group. She's a resident there.
In San Martin or
San Martin, somewhere. Right. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Perhaps this just got through your radar a little bit, you know, which is possible.
Well, yeah,
you might check with her and our staff and just get up to speed at least on what the community is aware of in terms of what's been going on.
Has Borman been, as far as I know, as far as I understand, there's a level of perchlorate that can be found that is 4 parts per million or something?
The public health limit is 6 parts per billion.
And that's based largely, if I remember this going on the lowest detectable level being 4 parts per million, correct? There is no medical reason to base it at 6, is there?
Well, it's a public health derived number.
Mm-hmm. The six is the state drinking water standard.
That is true, but as far as I remember when that was being set up, that was because it started lower, but it was because that was, if 4 was as low as you could get a measurement of the water, of that being in the water. I may be wrong.
There was an interim level at some point,
mm-hmm.
and then after the Department of Health Services completed its assessment, it did set this health standard level of the 6 parts per billion.
Per billion, okay.
Yeah, which is a health standard.
Okay.
And the city of Morgan Hill has been meeting that standard.
They were meeting it the entire time my daughter was growing off the growth charts, to what I understood from the paper. Okay. And, you know, maybe it's just some coincidence, but I suspect not. She was right at, you know, she was right. Like second or third grade. She was right at the age where this would be taking effect.
Right.
Does
your daughter's physician feel that there's some correlation?
How can you tell?
I don't know.
When we talked to the growth specialist, the general physician was the one who suggested we take her to a growth specialist. When we took her to the growth specialist, she said, well, that's quite possible because perchlorate does attack your thyroid. Okay, but there's no way to prove that. I can put you in contact with, she's since moved up to Washington, and now that she's back on the normal growth chart, she's no longer at the height specialist, but I can provide you, you know, I can ask her whatever questions you'd like to ask.
Well,
I mean, the problem is, how do you verify that was what it was? That was the only thing that we did that was different, was quit drinking the water and buy all our water.
You know, the only thing we can do is go by the maximum contaminant levels that are established by the public health agencies. That's all we can do. And what we've done with the Olin plume is required Olin to provide replacement water for any of the sources that have exceeded the maximum contaminant level.
Which is basically the people on the private wells.
Well,
at any rate, it wouldn't apply to us because we are...
No, actually, Olin did pay the city of Morgan Hill for a replacement well for the tenant well, so it does apply to the city of Morgan Hill as well.
They drilled another well. I'm not really happy with the way Morgan Hill did it either, because what they did is they took 2 good wells and mixed the bad water in to get below this standard, which I question the validity of that standard. But that's, you know, that this is not where I'm going to change that particular thing.
Right.
But we're already paying a 10% surcharge on our water bill, in addition to buying all our water. And, you know, the money isn't so much as the public health aspects of this whole thing. And at any rate, now that I've found this place, where do I get these, like this written report?
Gary? Well, we can provide this report right now, today. It's in the box back there.
Okay.
Gary. Do you have Sylvia Hamilton's phone number?
I don't, but I'm sure our staff does. There's,
yeah, would you please see
someone on our staff will
Mr.
talk
Olson
to you
before he leaves today?
Yeah.
Okay.
Would you write down Sylvia Hamilton's phone number for
yes.
him?
Yes. And Sylvia is the one you need to talk to. She's been on this from day one, and she's smart as a tack.
And she's a community activist.
Okay.
Representing all the homeowners, and she is going to know everything about this.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Taya Tryon with the perchlorate program. I just wanted to let Mr. Olson know that the next perchlorate community advisory group meeting is on December 12th at the Lions Club in San Martin.
Okay.
So you're welcome to come and voice your opinion.
Do you know what time that is, Taya?
It's from 2 to 4.
Okay. And if we have an interested parties list for this item, please put
we'll
Mr. Olson on that list.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Mr. Chairman, I do have something to add that just so you know that Morgan Hill has sued the Water Board, although we haven't received service yet, but they have indicated to me that they have. But
for what?
Because the petition was dismissed by the State Board. Their petition to the State Board was dismissed.
Yeah.
It has to do with the replacement water.
Replacement water issues.
Oh, that whole
issue. Right.
Which we were just referring to with the buying the replacement well.
Right. Okay. All right. Any other board comments or questions on this item? Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks for the report. And thanks for letting us know, Mr. Olson. And, Mr. Chair, that's the end of the items for today. However, I would like to take advantage of the time, as long as you folks are willing to continue to cover additional items that would be okay to cover today.
Sure.
All righty. I should, I guess, let you know that on item 20, the Agri Hall Farms enforcement action is scheduled for tomorrow. We do have a settlement on that, so we will not have a hearing on that.
Okay.
And we'll have to wait on the action items until tomorrow, so that would mean waiting on the uncontested items. Also, we'll wait on the Salinas item. But the item that we could take up would be, what's next here? Right, Scotts Valley.
Do you think Mr. Hodgen wants to be present for that, or?
Well, no, he doesn't have to step down. I don't think. I guess it would make sense, because even if you have questions, he'd probably like to be here to hear the questions and the answers. So it'd be best to wait on that one. So how about 35, the enforcement report?
Is there anybody here for public forum?
There was earlier, but I think he left.